Item number three is the March 16th, 2023 budget hearing update.
So we had another robust public feedback session last week. I think we wanted this on the agenda to have a discussion over what we heard. I can summarize some of my notes, but feel free to add in. We heard from several peer specialists who spoke to the importance of peer work, which we support, concerns about peers being underfunded, some of which is spoken to in Governor Evers' budget. Also just concerns about the number of peer specialists available in the community, which we are hoping to counteract with a new peer specialist training academy that we're working off getting on off the ground in 2023, and hoping to have more bandwidth and capacity there in 2024. Heard need for housing, which again we support. Workforce development, prevention and early intervention. A lot of those, I think, were common themes in a lot of the feedback that we heard. I don't know if anyone else has items that they heard that they'd like to call out or speak to here.
Well, the only other thing that I remember hearing, Matt, pretty heavily, but something that I don't feel like we have the authority to really act on, is the focus on trying to improve mental health in our legal system and the prison jail, which, we really don't, but there was a strong emphasis on that, I thought.
Michael, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to comment on the observation. Some of the comments, particularly related to peers, indicate to me that we need to do a better job communicating the peer benefits. The fact that peers from our network were testifying about how peer specialist services are reimbursed by Medicaid, there's definitely a disconnect. I think we probably have to provide some technical assistance to our providers. If that's their level of understanding, I'm assuming they're missing some opportunities to expand and provide peer services and capture their costs and whatnot. So I just think that's a general theme. You know, the Peer Specialist Academy, as you mentioned, is about to happen. We were really working with the state to get to a scope of work. We will host trainings this year and next. But again, there's clearly a misunderstanding about what, you know, peers are reimbursed, obviously, in our community. We're not in a position to comment at those meetings, but I wanted to point out that we have at least two certified peer specialists on our board, and that we take this very seriously. But it just wasn't the moment, I realize. But again, I'll work with you, Matt, maybe, and our team, just to create maybe a one-pager about what is covered by peer services, what are the opportunities, that sort of thing. So,
Maren.
Well, I'd like to bring up something that came up at the previous public comment, and that was the alternate recovery response team with Montrell Kane and Mira. And I think we need to look at an alternate recovery response team. I was on a call with the city of Madison today about their alternate recovery emergency response team called CARES, and it's being run through Journey Health. And they've just expanded to two teams, and they run two teams out of there, and it's being run very successfully. They run one from 8 to 4 and one from 11 to 8, and then it goes an hour beyond the shift so they can do documentation. And how that whole thing with Mira worked out with the situation with the Office of Violence Prevention, with supposedly getting funding there, didn't work out. But and I'm not necessarily I think there's a good, he has a really good program there, but just the whole aspect and element of an alternate recovery response team really needs to be looked at, because what ended up happening with the community intervention task force that came out of the city is that's not what's happening. That's not what's being developed. And it's contrary to the resolution that was put out by the Common Council. And it's really quite frustrating. And so I really think as a board we need to take a look at what was said at that meeting, and not, I mean, it's not hook, line, and sinker, but we really need to hear what MIRA is about in the totality, and what an alternate recovery response team could be, and, you know, and how it works and could work in conjunction with CART and mobile and everything else, and not independently.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
So, because I really felt that that was a budget item and it would have been appropriate to be at this last meeting, you know, as far as the fiscal aspects and element of it. So.
Yeah, the tone these days is quite different. When I first joined the board, these meetings were about, you know, the murder committed by closing of Hilltop and transferring people to the community and all the harm caused. And so the tone has been quite different, quite positive. You know, with these peer groups and the CART teams and so on, I know in the past we've gotten some concern expressed by the emergency departments, and maybe it's even true now with the central emergency facility, that the response times leave something to be desired. So there probably is still some aspects of the service element that we should be taking a look at, just to make sure that we're, you know, the quality of the program is demonstrated on a regular basis would be the issue. Michael, yeah. Another comment.
Yeah, the question I have is, I haven't seen a proposal really outlining, and I'll just, because we're talking about MIRA, and I know maybe board member Neubauer has, I haven't seen a proposal for how that program would operate, and I, you know, we would consider any great option. I mean, and I saw the proposal that came with the city task force. I wasn't part of the city task force. I was only invited to one meeting. But there is no alternative dispatch available through the city until they upgrade their 911 system. So the question I have is, A, how would MIRA get and House Call get, you know, referred cases, and what would that look like? And I've never been able to get that information. So I've talked to Mr. Kane a couple of times, had some great productive conversations about privacy issues and whatnot, but I don't know what to react to. There was, you know, many of the speakers at the meeting previously were encouraging us to match a grant. I don't believe that grant actually materialized. And so there wasn't a reaction. There wasn't something for us to fund presented. We couldn't fund anything because there was nothing to react to. So it's just hard for my team to evaluate something on its merits until we've never seen it.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I think it needs to be restructured and looked at for the next budget year.
Well, we would need Mr. Kane to really put together kind of a business plan for us, and we can't control that. He needs to come forward with that first. That would be my understanding.
Right, I agree. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, the program has a lot of fans, but metrics and other things seem to be missing a little bit. Jody.